What is the word, y'all? This is Devontae's Reaper Training. Y'all now tune into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And I stand true to my word, trying to be consistent with y'all, man. I'm still training like crazy for more tournaments coming up. I got about possibly 3 tournaments in the next 2 months. So I'm going to be hitting it hard, but got to come back and get up with y'all. And I want to welcome any new listeners, man. Apparently, according to the analytics, man, things are picking up a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm starting to get some new people here. So if you are new, I'm glad to have you. I appreciate you joining me. And yeah, man, let's get right into it. So today I'm going to talk about something that I saw. Well, like I told y'all, you know, I get a lot of ideas for these podcasts from like celebrities and stuff. And a lot of y'all probably already saw the whole thing with Steve Harvey on Shannon Sharpe's show. You know, it was on Spiritual World, What's Wrong with Young Men and all that shit. And I'm not even going to really get into what he said, because if you're a man and you were born after 1990 and you're currently dating, like you're in the dating game now, you know what he said was some dumb shit. Honestly, it's not, I don't have to, like, the only way you would know is if you were born after 1990 and you've been in a relationship for like anything more than like 5 years. But yeah, 5 years or more. If you've been in a relationship for 5 or more years, then you probably agree with what Steve Harvey said. But otherwise, there's no logical way I can think of anyone who's currently dating and is not in their fucking late 30s or older. Even in the late, I don't even know. I couldn't imagine anybody who's grown up in this modern world that would think that what he said had any type of credence to it. But unless you're a female. I mean, that's why I said male. But what I wanted to talk about was actually not that. What I wanted to talk about was where his mentality and where his ideals came from. And I believe those mentalities and those ideas are something that you need to adopt, but in a different way. I'm going to tell you what I mean. So if you didn't hear what Steve Harvey said, Steve Harvey basically said that a woman doesn't really need to bring anything else to the table besides being able to make another you, or a daughter, or you know, see, basically she has a womb, so she doesn't need to bring anything else to the table. That's essentially what he said. The reason why I want you to adapt the same mindset, I'm explain what I mean, is essentially what he's saying is you should value her ability so much that you don't require her to bring anything else to the table. What I want y'all to do is I want you to value yourself so much that you still require. Now, matter of fact, I want you to, and this is, like I said, I made this podcast for people who are goal-oriented, who are hustlers, who are people who are infatuated with getting more out of life in all facets. If you're putting in 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 hours a week, 100 hours a week towards your purpose, and I want to totally encompass what I mean. I mean to your job, the overtime you're working at your job, the hours you put into your actual side hobbies, the hours you put into your fitness, into your mental health, the hours that you put into your meal prep. All that is a part of your purpose, because that's basically every man's purpose is to grow and sustain himself in a family, if he has a family, and to get to a higher level. You know what I mean? All that includes health and everything else. That is all encompassed in what that means to be a purposeful man. And if you're doing that, I want you to have such regard, the same regard that Steve Harvey has for women's ability to make kids, I want you to have such regard for your qualities and for your self-esteem and for what you believe you are as an individual. I want you to have such high regard for it that you never settle for anything that you don't believe is less than what you should be getting in dating. Now, understand what I'm saying. The only way that what he says will hold any type of weight or matter of fact, I should go into why I said what I said in the beginning about how he says that because he's older or if he's not in the dating game. the misconception with this "what do you bring to the table" shit is that we're that men, or maybe some men are asking this, but the misconception for everybody is that we're asking women to come in to our lives and give us a car or some shit, or hey, I'm pretty and here's $1 million. Like, no one's asking women to do that. I don't know where that came from or what the I don't know how I got lost in translation. I have no clue. I think people just derive their own thing. Say, what do you bring to the table? Or they're asking girls to get them the bins. Like, no, okay. Like, that's, I don't know where that came from. What we're essentially saying is, what do you bring to the table is a nice way of saying, do you have any, now I'm trying to find a nice way to say it. You know, I just called this the, basically, can you do anything else besides have sex with me and get on my fucking nerves? That was the nice way of saying that. Can you do anything else besides have sex with me and drive me fucking crazy? Anything. Like, anything else. Is there anything else that you can do besides those two things? I know those two things for a fact are bound to come. One more than the other, and y'all know what I'm talking about. But can you do anything else outside of those two things? That's all that statement meant. That's all it meant. That's all it was. And I don't know how it got so convoluted and changed that people just derive their own thoughts. Can you do anything besides those two things I just said? And me just saying it just now, I understand why they had to phrase it in the "what do you bring to the table" shit, because I understand how bad that sounds, but that's honestly what it was. Besides you eating dick and me fucking you, and you getting on my nerves, what else can you do? And I know y'all are like, well, that's just the type of women that they're dealing with. Man, that's why I said 1990 and older. That's why I said if you're dating currently. Because if you're dating currently, if you was to ask a lot of people how many women they date, they do more than just them two things that I just said, the number is very, very low. I can tell you myself, I've been single now and dating for, about 4 years? I don't know the number I couldn't give you an exact number of women I've dated, right? I know it's I am ingrained in what I'm doing. I know it's well above maybe 40 or 50 girls. As far as this, I'm not even talking about fucking. I'm talking about just spending time with, going on dates and all that other shit. It's been well around 40 or 50. I can tell you right now, with my honest to God, this is not me lying. This is not me capping. I can think of three. In that time frame that could do more than the two shit things I just said. And here's the thing. Now, some of y'all might be like, oh, that's not true. Here's the thing. If the getting on my nerves part is exponentially higher than any of your other skill sets, then that still counts as just two. Because the getting on my nerves part, like what I always tell y'all about the toxic shit, you can't be successful and be toxic at the same time. It's impossible. It's too big of a distraction. So the higher that getting on my nerves part is, the more it supersedes everything else that that you bring to the table. Truth be told, if it's high enough, like did y'all ever see that movie, Why Did I Get Married? Do y'all remember that one girl that Michael Jai White was with? If you're like her, there's nothing you can bring that balances that out at all. I don't give a fuck what you have. Impossible. Impossible. I don't know if that's a word, but it's impossible. It can't happen because that's too much. I don't know how many friends that y'all have that's married. I know dudes that literally used to go home and sit outside in their car for like an hour, preparing themselves to go in the house and deal with their wife. If you're like that, there's nothing. I don't give a fuck what else you bring to the table. And me, I'm a very good judge of character. So when I'm around somebody, even if it's in small doses, I can tell the things that come from how you act in our exchanges. So that's why I'm saying to you guys, I want you to adopt the mentality of you think so highly of yourself that you won't even fathom the idea of dealing with some shit like that. You won't even allow it to be a possibility. You have to do that. And this is, and you know, I ended up talking more about the Steve Harvey thing than I really wanted to. I want to just focus on that point, but I had to, I guess, expound on it because, you know, some of y'all may not have seen it. But it's just, you can't, I feel bad about the me breaking down with the what do you bring to the table thing, man, because I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea from what I'm saying. Because obviously I'm not, I already know, not all, I'm not talking about everybody, obviously. Everyone's experience is going to be different depending on where you are and what you're doing and all that other shit. It would be totally different. So I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I can't put it no other way. I really had to go as blunt as I can. I'm trying to find a nicer way to put it. But honestly, can you do anything besides those two things? Now, I know that there was that one real viral clip when the dude was like, he could pay somebody to do all that other shit. And what, in so many words, he was really saying the same thing I'm saying, but he just was trying to find a way to. And also, I want to expound on this too. I don't know. Stress is going to come with dating. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't care how masculine you are, how much money you got, how handsome you are, none of that. That just comes with dating. So I'm not saying that. You know, you're like, you want a woman that's just going to be completely quiet or all the time. That's not gonna, you shouldn't want nobody like that. I don't know why you would want to mute. And also, I don't, you know, no one's perfect. You're gonna do dumb shit, they're gonna do dumb shit, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, in the scenario, I just get like, I'm trying to think. I know a lot of married people, and I can, and out of all the people that I've met that are married, men and women, well, I'm gonna say men right now, right? I can think of four genuinely happy married men off the top of my head. Four. I'm trying to think if there's any others. Maybe five. I'm trying to think of like teachers. Maybe five. That's a lot of fucking dudes. I mean, like to only have five. And I'm thinking about happily married women. And here's the funny thing is too, right? Now, a woman, unless you're like her male bestie, they're not normally going to vent to you about their marriage if they're happy. But I'm thinking of like happily married women. It probably quadruples the number of men I just said. And if it doesn't, you can kind of tell because they're very flirty. Super duper flirty. So I look at it and I'm like, all right, what would cause somebody to get into a situation where they're that miserable? And I'm talking about hundreds of people. Out of all the hundreds of men I've met that are married, this like really like off the top of my head, I can think of five. What would cause somebody to do that? Because they don't grasp the first thing I said, and that is that your happiness is worth something too, gang. You don't have to put up with you don't have to be in a hellaciously terrible relationship just because. Just because they can produce another you. That's not what life is. That's not what you have to do. So look, I said, obviously, and this is also why I said, if you're not currently dating, because if you're in a 5-year relationship, if you're miserable, you probably agree with what I'm saying. But if you've been in a relationship for 5 years and you're happy, you probably don't even, there's this thing I say, when I talk about Americans, we lack empathy to a high degree, and that's because we can never really mentally put ourselves in other people's shoes and other people's position. And I say that because if you're somebody who, right, if you're somebody who, let's say you grew up rich your whole life. No, I won't even say rich. Let's say you grew up middle class your whole life, right? And you see poor people complaining about things. In your mind, right? Because your family had a $50,000, $60,000 household. In your head, you're like, I don't look too much different than those people. My life can't be that much different than those people. Why are they complaining and I'm not? Why do they deserve more than I do? Empathy would tell you, well, let me ask them how they're living. And when you find out that even though it's only a $20,000 or $30,000 difference, that there's people who can't afford to eat every day in a modern day America, whose their only meals, their only hot meals will be when they go to school and get free lunch, it'll put things into another perspective for you, right? But if you don't have empathy, if you don't even have the capability to try to be empathetic to other people, then you won't even ever put yourself in that mindset. So what that leads me to say is, if you're in a relationship, in a happy relationship, you've been in that for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 years, you don't even have the idea of what someone who is 20 years old and who's dating, you can't even put yourselves in them shoes, in their shoes. You probably could if you talk to enough people, but most people won't. So that's why I said, if you've been in a relationship for more than, you probably don't, there's probably people listening to this right now in a happy relationship that'll be like, oh, now that getting all worked up, oh, this little. But if you really sat back and thought and wondered, what is it that, like, you know what's so funny? I did this the other day. I was, I was watching something about incels. And at first, when I was watching the video, I immediately was like, oh, these dudes just bitching and you know, it's their fault. And I just was casting away all their complaints about society. But then I sat and I thought about it. I was like, you know, if you lived a sheltered life, right, and didn't already possess great social skills, how difficult would it be to stay motivated to keep working at it? I want y'all to think about that. Like, if you already didn't have the natural ability to make friends, the gift of gab, as some say, and you live sheltered, so you really didn't go out like that, you really didn't have a whole lot of, you didn't get out and have a whole lot of experiences when you were younger. As a fully grown adult, when you don't have, now you're no longer in school and you're no longer able to just be around people by chance, really, unless it's your coworkers. And depending on where you work, that can vary from a hundred and thousands of people to like one or two people. How would you fare? And when I sat and thought about it like that, that's probably some of these incel dudes. And if you can't make a friend, how hard is it then to make a girlfriend? And when I really thought about it, I was like, you know what? Maybe as a society, and I talked about this in the AI girlfriend podcast, maybe we should do our part in trying to, I guess you can't force socialization, but we should do more. I'm trying to think of like this is where I was stumped at the AI thing too. Just do more to force people to socialize more. Have more games, more, you know, just stuff or something. But it took me being empathetic and trying to put myself in their shoes to not just totally disregard everything they're complaining about. Now, albeit, y'all know me, I don't do the soft shit. A lot of them are just bitching and not doing anything about it, and I get that, and I'll say that. But sometimes you have to be empathetic to others and understand. You know, try to at least get a grasp of what it is that they're saying, whether you still agree at the end or not. And, you know, that's just, I feel that's what is lacked in a lot of aspects of the world. And just, you know, just going back to my first point, bro, because of that lack of empathy, you can't listen to what everybody says, you know, and just take it as it is at face value. That's why when I listened to that shit, I wasn't paying that no mind. Bro, get the fuck out of my face. What else you got to bring besides get the fuck out of my face? But what I did take was, you know what? What if how much better would a dating game become if men valued themselves the way Steve Harvey values women? How many more happy, because here's the thing, when you value yourself, right? You value yourself, there's a innate want to, like, if you respect yourself, it's easy to respect others. So what I think will come from when you really have a real good self-value yourself, you wouldn't, because I think what people think is if men value themselves so much more, that will devalue women. I don't think that's what'll happen. It's not my opinion, because I feel like the most toxic and rotten women don't really love themselves. But the ones that really love themselves will show great respect to their man. And vice versa. Yeah, kind of get grasp what I'm saying? So, you know, just if you, y'all gotta, I try to sell this so much, man. Y'all gotta love yourselves more. So no, you don't. So to the purpose of this video, he said some dumb shit. No, you do not have to just settle for whatever comes into whatever just comes into your life because it can make a baby. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to say fuck Steve Harvey because there's aspects about him that I like, but he lost his goddamn mind. But yeah. That this actually was a lot longer than I thought it'd be, because I thought I was gonna end this a lot sooner. But this is Devontae's Reba training, man. We don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. And I appreciate y'all for joining me, man. Y'all be easy.